Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I hope you are starting your day in a positive way. I first want to just start off with congratulations to Susan and Ron. They will be going to the Dr. Wu show. And, of course, that is Steely Dan, a tribute band, and that's happening October 26th in Thousand Oaks at the Shear Theater at 7:30. And actually, I have a couple more tickets, so thanks to Dr. Wu Band. We are going to give those out. So I want to start with our phone number here, 805-419-0008. Also, we have the Great Junk Hunt happening in Ventura, and that is Friday, December 6th and Saturday, December 7th, and we've got tickets, so you're welcome to text us or call in at that same number, 805-419-0008. I also want to invite you to November 14th and December 11th, our business mixer, so that you can get to speak about your business and fall in love with your business again. And of course, our last one was such a huge success, so I'd love you to be there. Just put mixer, and again, 419-0008. We've got a great show for you today, and of course, joining us is the Dr. Wu Steely Dan Tribute Band, and I'm excited to talk with all of them, and of course, we're going to play a little bit of music, so let's start them right now. Is one of our favorites. And of course, I've got the whole crew here, Dr. Wu, their band. And of course, welcome all of you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Of course, I had Steve Bias last week. And of course, Steve, we have a lot of fun right now last week. And of course, now I got the whole group. I am so excited. You guys are playing here in Thousand Oaks. And I know that Angela and Lee are from Thousand Oaks. So we're going to kind of start with them, right? Because this is probably near and dear to your heart. I mean, you've got probably loved ones and friends that are going to be out there. Of course, who doesn't love Steely Dan? So I'm so excited to be sharing you guys. So welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Glad to be here. I mean, we're so excited about this show in particular because we are both local. I mean, I've lived in the Conejo Valley for over 30 years, raised my kids here, and Angela was born and raised here. The rest of the band is from all over the U.S., England, Uruguay. There's just, when we all come together, there's just something really magical about it.
Well, it's like a melting pot.
It's a melting pot. I like that.
And you know what? I mean, so in theme with my show is we are better together. And that's really what this is all about, right? I love it. And so let's hear a little bit from where are you from? So we've got Angela and Lee are from right here in Thousand Oaks. And so welcome both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then Steve, you tell us where you are and then continue down the road here.
I'm a very longtime Valley resident, Van Nuys and Sherman Oaks, originally from West Virginia, but that was many, many, many years ago. So I'm a full-blooded Californian now, raised my kids here. I love California and love living here.
I love it. And
I'm from Liverpool, England, home of the Beatles.
There you go. I love it. I love it.
Longtime California resident now, been here 30 years.
Okay.
Love the place.
There you go. So I was a Valley girl. I grew up in Northridge. Okay. So total Valley girl. And my parents are all from London, England.
Oh, brilliant.
So there, I've got
we have a connection
still over there. Not a lot, but I still, they're my family. So yeah. So I love it over there. So, okay. First, we're talking about October 26th, Saturday night, 7:30 at the Shear. And 7:30, right? Is that what we said? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, good. I got it. Dr.
Woo. So good.
Mom. I love it. I love it.
Look at her. She's so good.
Wait till later.
Yeah. Okay, good. We're only getting started, right?
Right.
So, first of all, Halloween. Are you guys, I mean, this is a perfect weekend to come on down, right? And my husband doesn't love to dress up, so we will definitely be a part of that. And it's a great studio. It's a great venue. And I can't wait to hear it. So what are we going to find with you guys? And what are we going to hear?
Go ahead.
You can take that one. I would say what you're going to find is a party. Our audience that joins us always leaves having such a great time. And we've just had so many wonderful responses, you know, at the end of the show, and also people that have just loved us so much that they post online. But our goal really is just to have the most fun that we possibly can on stage, because we're all musicians. We all love what we do. We happen to do this really well, and this is not easy music to pull off at all. It's very complex and difficult, and so it's exciting to rise to the challenge to execute it so well. But besides that, we just like to have so much fun, and
the level of musician in this band. I mean, I've been with the band for a long time. I still get excited. I get so excited because it's just. I mean, the caliber of musicianship and creativity surpasses any other musical experience that I've ever had. So coming up with people that are like so experienced too, like
top Tyson, notch,
Anne King, Billie Eilish, Stevie Wonder, you are no slouch. I mean, American Idol, Rod Stewart. I mean, these people have creds and, it's just so much fun when we all come together and play this music.
So what you'll find is like that the audience gets out of their chair. Oftentimes they start dancing.
Yeah.
A lot of them are familiar with so many of the hits. It's funny because I am a newer member. I just joined a year ago. I just had my 1 year
anniversary. Welcome. I can ask you, how long has the whole group been together?
Yeah, so the group has been around for 24 years, and I'm the newest addition as of a year ago.
The baby.
And it was funny because I grew up in the 80s, so I wasn't as familiar with Steely Dan. I'd always heard, oh my gosh, Steely Dan is a beast of music to perform. Like, you can't pull it off if you don't know what you're doing. So I'd always heard that. And then when I had this opportunity and I started listening to the songs and getting ready for the audition, I was mind blown because it's not very often that I get stumped. And I was like, what in the heck is going on right now? And then I came to realize that I did know a few of the songs, like, Are You Reeling in the Heat?
Ooh, I like it.
Don't Know Where the Time. Right? So I knew that one. Then there's Ricky, Don't Lose That Number, Peg.
Oh, one of my favorites. I love it.
Yeah. So
I'll be out there dancing, of course, you know.
Yeah. So it's just kind of, it was really fun for me to really just be introduced to this music and jump into something that was definitely a challenge, but like a welcomed one, because a lot of pop music doesn't take very much in terms of you can kind of guess where it goes. This, there is no guessing. You you either know it or you don't know it.
Right.
You know,
right.
Knew it, right?
Sorry, say that again.
I said obviously we knew it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. We've been doing this so long that it's ingrained in our very beings. Mm-hmm. You know, we love playing the music. It's always a challenge. It's always fun. The band never disappoints. We get people out of their chairs. We get them up dancing. You're going to hear songs also like Pretzel Logic, A Haitian Divorce, Bad Sneakers. You're going to hear album cuts like Kid Charlemagne and Green Earrings. Stuff that's really going to get people up, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And is it fun for you to be on stage and see everybody up and getting crazy and being
Oh, yeah. Oh,
if that's I can the most thing for a second. And it just come to mind because we had to talk about what we were going to talk about tonight. And it dawned on me just now, the one thing that I've noticed over the last year is how many young people have come to the audience now who never knew Steely Dan music and kind of heard it. And oddly enough, come back and next time they come and see us and go, we don't really like Steely Dan. We like the way you guys do it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Now, of course, they're Steely Dan. But the fact that many of the venues we've come to, we've found a bigger, wider, younger audience that are being turned on to this music now. And for me, that's really cool. You know.
There you go.
Yes, it transcends generations for sure.
Big time. The music transcends because it's great music. This band, when we play, it is a party, believe me.
There you go. I love it. I love it. You know, my youngest son, he's 28 and he's very into music. And I said, by the way, do you like Steely? Mom, are you kidding me? Like, you know? And so anyways, well, I want to ask you a couple of questions. First of all, what makes you Dr. Wu and what makes you guys so different than anybody else?
Well, you know, that's a great question and it's kind of an easy question. You know, with a big four-piece horn section with four great singers, you have three of them right here. Tony Egan is one of the best lead singers around. Lee and Angela are unparalleled as background vocalists. So with a four-piece horn section, with a four-piece vocal section and a rhythm section that's been playing together for 24 years, it's easy to say that Dr. Wu delivers Southern California's most authentic Steely Dan experience.
The first original Steely Dan tribute band in Los Angeles.
We are, and I sometimes call us the Mighty Wu because we're so big and bold and bad and brassy. It's like we're the real deal,
right?
You know, we perform the music the way it's meant to be played, and you're going to hear it the way you want to hear it. You know, as I said earlier, the band never disappoints, and people are always surprised and astonished and gratified that they came to see us.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Why Dr. Wu? And of course, you guys spell it D-O-C-T-O-R Wu. Why? How did you come up with that?
Tony?
That's an interesting one. that's a very interesting question. Well, it's the name of a song on a Steely Dan albums.
Okay.
And we just become Dr. Wu.
We thought it was cool.
That's just the way it is, right?
There you go.
We are the woo woos.
Okay. We are the Mikey Woo.
The woo woos of Dr. Wu. I love it.
I mean, this band has played from the Whiskey a Go-Go years ago, sold it out 3 weeks in a row to big festivals. The band, as Steve and the ladies just keep saying, when people come and see this band, they're astonished of the quality and the level of musicianship, but the how authentic it sounds, but with Dr. Wu's feel to it as well. We don't try to be Steely Dan, but we play Steely Dan music beautifully with all of its subtle nuances and its up-tempo. And as the singer, it intrigues me every time I listen to it, you know.
How many people are up on stage?
11 most
11,
of the time.
11. Yeah.
11. Wow. You guys are woo-wooing it. I love it. Now it's going to be in my mind. I know why the name is Dr. Wu. So I love it. Well, I want to give out your website and how everybody can get tickets, because I want this to be a full house. And so there you go.
We will be happy to say what the website is, and we're actually going to sing you a little ditty so you don't forget.
Oh my god,
they didn't script this with me.
D-O-C-T-O-R-W-U. D
D-O-C-T-O-R-W-U, band.com.
All right, I love it.
Love it.
Band.com, I love it.
One, two. D-O-C-T-O-R-W-U, band.com.
Are you with me, Daku? Are you really?
That was for you, Steve.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was great. Didn't know you were going to do that. Brilliant.
I love it either. You guys always have this much fun together.
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it. I love it. Well, this is so much fun. I want to share this everywhere. And of course, I thank you so much for coming on. How do our listeners and viewers get tickets? Do they go right there and get tickets? They can grab their tickets there too. Okay, perfect. And of course, each one of you has lightened my day, and that's what it's all about. And of course, my show is all about the brighter side of life and business. And thank you so much for being on. Again, I'm going to play a little music, and I can't wait to be wooed.
No, if I might interject, first of all, thank you, Kim, because you're like very bright and shiny too. However, I just wanted to tell everybody, anybody who comes to the show, come out and talk to us afterwards, because heck, we might be neighbors.
Yeah.
There you go. I love it.
It's a grocery store. You never know.
Right, exactly. We invariably go out after the first set and mingle with the crowd.
Oh. And let's go out and tell them once again when we're playing. And what time? Angela, can you tell us again?
Saturday, October 26th, 7:30 p.m., the Thousand Oaks Civic Center at the Share Forum there at the Thousand Oaks Civic Center. And if you don't believe us, if you need a little bit more coaxing to get to that show, check out our website, drwooband.com, where you can see live clips of us. And then you just have to go and buy a ticket.
You have to.
Right. And the ticket link is on our website, where you can go directly to the Thousand Oaks Performing Arts Center website and click on buy tickets, and you can get tickets there as well. So it's easy peasy to get tickets, and come and see us, and you will not be disappointed.
So good. And I want to remind all my listeners and all my viewers that if you are getting our newsletter, you can download it right there. And it will, of course, be on my website. And you will be seeing me posted throughout my social, because I will be there personally. And I'd love to take a picture with you and be a part of this. So again, we're talking about drwooband.com. And of course, with that, we're going to play a little music and go on out. So again, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Kim. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys. Bye-bye.
In the morning you go gunning for the man who stole your water, and you fight till he is dunning, but they catch you.
Good stuff. Fun. I can't wait to see you guys all, and thank you again. And of course, if you are listening right now and you like Steely Dan, we would love to give away some tickets. So call in right now, 419-0008, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-4255. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to tntams.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent, where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show, finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and again, thank you so much for joining us here. We do have some giveaways, and I want to make sure you have our phone number, and that is 805-419-0008. And if you want to go see the Steely Dan tribute in Thousand Oaks, we'd love to get some tickets in your hand. And, of course, that is Dr. Wu, and the phone number, again, 419-0008. Good morning.
Morning, Kim. Well, good morning. Afternoon.
Good morning.
We're out here on the East Coast.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, I'm Kim, the host. And, of course, joining me is Mr. Connell D'Souza. And, of course, you are the MathWorks Director of Education Program. And then we got Ridhi. Is it Peranik?
Peranik, yeah.
Yeah, there, I got it right. And you are actually one of the students, so you must be a smarty party, huh? Yeah, is that a yes?
Not that much.
She's humble.
Come on. So if it, you know, so let me just tell my listeners, if you want to know where the next automotive engineers and industry leaders are coming from, it could be from our own area. And the EcoCar EV Challenge for fall workshop is currently taking place
In Boston. We were just trying to get there. We were on a road trip, and that was, we were wanting to be out in Boston, and we didn't make it. My daughter actually ended up getting engaged, so we went to Kansas. So congratulations to them. But anyways, I am excited to talk with you, Mr. D'Souza. Can you give us a little background on the competition and a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. So the EcoCar EV Challenge is a four-year competition where students are tasked with essentially taking some of the skills that they'd be doing from day one in their postgraduate job career, and bringing them into the university setting. So they are while they are learning about how all this cool technology works in the classroom, they're also getting to apply it at the same time. Over the course of 4 years, what these students do is they take a Cadillac Lyriq, a 2023 Cadillac Lyriq, and add engineering and technical updates to the car. So they change the powertrain layout of the car in some shape or form, as well as adding some connected and automated vehicle features. Things like being able to maintain the lane, as well as be able to communicate with infrastructure as well as other vehicles around them.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And you know what? It's funny because the old mechanics, right? It's changed so much with the computers and all that stuff. And it's a lot harder, isn't it? Or maybe it's a little bit different.
I'd say different. Different is probably the better way to call it. You know, our cars these days, whether it's combustion or electric, are essentially big giant computers. There's so much software that goes into them. So it's just different. It's just different from the cars that we were used to back in the day.
Understood. You're absolutely right. As I was saying that, I'm thinking, you know, it, like, the automotive field has just moved into more of computerized. So any of these kids and young adults that are computer literate are going to be the ones that are going to be running our world, right?
Absolutely. You asked me to speak a little bit myself. I'm a mechanical engineer by profession. I remember when I started school, the reason I wanted to become a mechanical engineer was so I'd never have to write code. And here I am, you know, 15 years later working at a software company. So, you know, this computer's taking over the world, and everything that we do is now controlled with a computer.
I love that. I love it. So how are these teams being judged for this competition?
In a broad sense, the teams are judged in three ways. The first way is how are they able to work together as a team? How are they able to recruit the right people, put a team together, be able to execute the challenges that they haven't, that they've been set with. The second way is at the end of the day, it is an engineering car competition. They have to build a car that works. So they take the car out to a proving ground, one of GM's proving grounds, and put the car through a number of rigorous tests to test things like speed, agility, as well as endurance. And lastly, what this competition challenges the students to do is that they also, we also want to show them how they're able to bring forth their designs to the community, whether it's through having a communication organization and a communication plan, and also making sure that we're including and involving as many people as possible, and making sure their designs are equitable as far as possible.
Wow! And is it ready? Is that,
yeah?
Did I pronounce it right? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. What are connected and automated vehicle features, and how are they integrated into the eco car?
So basically, connected and automated vehicles, they're also called CAVs in eco car. They're vehicles that are equipped with advanced technologies that allow vehicles to communicate with each other, essentially, with other infrastructure, with other road users as well. And it also allows for like different levels of automation.
Wow. And how long have you been involved in this?
This is my second year as a part of EcoCar.
Wow. And is it your passion?
So I'm the communications manager for EcoCar, and I certainly enjoy every part of my job here, whether it's youth outreach, conducting social media, interacting with other teams. It's just really fun for me.
Wow. And how many people are included in this? Like, what is it? What does the team look like for this year? And I guess we'll put it back to Mr. D'Souza.
I think the size of these teams varies. That there are 13 teams in the competition, 13 teams and 15 universities taking part. I believe, Riddhi, can you give me an idea of how big your team is? Probably about 40-ish people.
Actively, yeah.
Yeah. So these teams varies. These teams vary from between 40 to 60 people. It gives students the ability to learn practical skills, you know, practical project-based learning. I at the MathWorks, I work in the education field, and we learn off a lot of professors and a lot of teachers in universities and engineering schools around the world, wanting to include more and more project-based learning into their curriculum. I think this is a great way. You know, the average student is not going to have a chance to be able to work on a very fancy electric car, be able to take it apart, see how it functions, and then build it back up together. So I think in that sense, this challenge is an excellent breeding ground for the next generation of automotive engineers and automotive leaders for the future.
That's incredible. What an experience. And Riddhi, let me ask you, what do students gain from being involved in the EcoCar EV challenge?
Yeah, students gain a lot of hands-on experience that is not readily available through just college classes. They get to form such valuable connections with the industry sponsors that are part of the competition. And this is a workforce development program. So students gain several internships through this. So last year alone, students gained over 200 internships and jobs, and they were placed at over 100 different companies. So I think that's pretty amazing.
So I have a funny question to ask both of you. So when you think of a mechanic, and I don't even know if you would be considered a mechanic, do you get your hands dirty, or is it working on a computer?
You go first.
So I'm not a part of the engineering teams, but I have watched my team members do get their hands dirty, get all inside the car and work on a lot of different stuff. So it's a range of activities that they perform. Like, a lot of them sit at a computer, a lot of them are working under the car a lot of the time, playing around with wires. It's just, they do everything, basically.
And are these brand new cars or used cars?
These are brand new cars. The car that they were given was a 2003, as I said earlier, 2003 Cadillac Lyriq. And the students have been working to dismantle it and then build it back up with their own designs.
Wow, what an interesting, this is really interesting. And so, Mr. D'Souza, where can my listeners and my viewers go to keep up with the competition or maybe be involved?
The best place to learn more about this competition series is avtcseries.org. That's the website where you get all the technical details of the car and all the schools that are taking part in this competition. But for the past week, these students have been here at the MathWorks, and they've been having a lot of fun. So if you want to check out some of the more behind the scenes, the more fun activities that these students go through as part of the competition, you can follow the EcoCar EV Challenge on Instagram as well, where they have a little more
perfect
fun with it.
Okay, very interesting. All right. Well, again, super fun, super exciting. I'd love to kind of find out the results at the end. And is it just an experience that they talk about that they actually get enriched in, or do they win? Is there a winner? Obviously, you are going to get a job from this, which is incredible. That's a win on its own. But is there actually a winner?
There's always winners. So yes,
I love it.
Teams are awarded prizes at the end of every year. They have a number of checkpoints that they have to hit, every year they are they gain points towards the larger goal or the larger competition. So they have winners every year, and then finally someone wins the whole thing at the end of 4 years.
I love that. I love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing this here on my show, the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business, Mr. D'Souza and also Riddy. And download our podcast and please share our show with everyone.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Our next guest is going to be talking about really fluoride. This is interesting, and I can't wait to hear, but we've got biological dentist, Dr. Griffin Cole, and he's going to be talking about things that we need to be aware of for our children in regards to fluoride.
Hi, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Yeah. And of course, we're talking about fluoride. This is really interesting because one of my dentists gave me some fluoride toothpaste because I don't usually get cavities, and I got one and I'm like, something's changing. I'm like such, you know, so conscientious about it. And then my daughter was like, no, don't use that, Mom. So this is really, and I'm like, what do you mean? We used to give it to you guys when you were young. So a lot of things have changed in our lives. So I'm excited to talk with you. And of course, for our listeners that are just tuning in, we have Dr. Griffin Cole. You are a dentist. You specialize in biological dentistry. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so biologic dentists are like functional medicine doctors in that we spend a lot more time with patients. We do a lot more intake. We talk about diet, health history, family history. We're concerned with the whole body. So if a regular dentist just fills a cavity or writes a script for an infection, we want to know what's causing the infection and what's causing your cavity. So you, as a perfect example, just now getting this first cavity, I would definitely have a lot longer discussion with you about why that probably happened.
Wow, I love that. And where are you located?
Well, I practiced in Austin, Texas for almost 30 years. I am now retired from clinical practice and living in Northern Colorado.
Oh, there you go. I got it. All right. Very cool. Well, welcome, Dr. Cole, and thank you so much for being here. So talk to us. Talk to us about fluoride and, of course, the decision to end fluoridation.
Yeah, so, you know, we've been in the U.S., about 75% of the population has fluoridated water, and this has been growing since it first started in 1945. And we just believed what we were told is that, you know, it's effective at reducing cavities. But we have found over the years, especially in the last 10 years with studies, that not only is that not true, but we've actually found harm to children's brains in particular. So, you know, this lawsuit that just finally ended, it was a 7-year lawsuit in a federal court. The judge, you know, based on all the scientific evidence, and he took a lot of time, it was a 7-year case, looked very carefully at all the scientific evidence and ruled that fluoridation poses an unreasonable risk of reduced IQ in children. And he said that the one thing that the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, cannot do in the face of the court's finding is to ignore that risk. So it was a very bold statement.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So first of all, why did it take 7 years?
Yeah. So there were some delays. Part of it was COVID. Part of it was waiting on a lot of reports. But really, the judge needed time to hear all the scientific evidence. Plus, there was extensive expert testimony by some of the world's foremost epidemiologists and scientists, and he wanted to allow the EPA time to try to counter it all, which they failed to do. And in addition, the court was also waiting on the results of the National Toxicology Program's review of all the published evidence on fluoride's neurotoxicity, so how it affects the brain, and it overwhelmingly showed harm to children's brains.
Wow. And so children are definitely more susceptible than adults, or is it equally just not tested on them?
No, they are more susceptible. Mostly what these studies were looking at, which was really a very unique way of looking at it, is they looked at pregnant women and measured like their urinary fluoride content. So they could compare pregnant women who ingested fluoridated water versus pregnant women who didn't. And what the court concluded based on all the best scientific evidence was that when pregnant women drank fluoridated water at the current U.S. recommended levels, mind you, this presents a risk of a decrease in IQ, and it ranged from approximately 2.5 points up to almost 7 IQ points in children. And for context, the court noted that an average loss of just 1 IQ point was associated with reduced educational attainment, employment status, productivity, and even earned wages. So all of these are substantial public health concerns.
That's incredible. Wow. So, I mean, fluoride has been promoted so heavily for decades. I mean, what happens now?
Yeah, well, you know, it has been very heavily promoted in this country. And honestly, if fluoride did everything that the pro-fluoridationists claimed it did for reducing cavities, then perhaps it would be a good treatment and one of the top 10 health achievements, as the CDC has always said. But oral health reports from all over the world show that fluoride is actually not effective, not in the way that we were told. And unfortunately, the CDC and the American Dental Association have really ignored some of these studies and been so busy promoting the health of the tooth over the health of our children's brains. So to answer your question, at the very least, the EPA has to go back and re-examine the entire fluoridation policy, the safety and efficacy of fluoride. We're hoping that they won't try to appeal this ruling, because this would only drag out this issue for many years. If the EPA does choose to use lawfare instead of doing their job, which is to protect the health of Americans, then unfortunately, possibly hundreds of thousands of children will continue to be harmed by fluoride.
So definitely I want to share this. You know, I've got 5 grandchildren myself. And yes. So just to share this with everyone, where do our listeners find out more information about this?
So there's 2 great sources. One is the Fluoride Action Network. That was one of the plaintiffs in the court case. And their website is fluoridealert.org, O-R-G. And another great one is the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. And their website is iaomt.org, O-R-G.
Wow. Good, good information here. And again, Dr. Cole, thank you so much for bringing us the brighter side of life in the business here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and thank you for your work.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
My last guest is Dr. Seema Khosla, and we're going to be talking about how important sleep is and sleep apnea. So let's bring Dr. Khosla on.
So welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. It's interesting. I've been hearing so much lately about sleep apnea, and of course, we're going to talk a little bit about a survey that reveals hidden impact of the obstructive sleep apnea, and of course, also the mental health and the social and the physical well-being. And of course, joining me is Dr. Seema Khosla. Is that how I pronounce your name? Did I get it right?
Khosla.
Okay, Khosla. Okay, I like that. I'm on that page, right? And of course, Miranda, and is it Chappelle Farley?
Chappelle Farley,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us here. And if you could tell us a little bit about, for the people that maybe don't have this problem, like you wake up next to somebody and you're like, breathe, right? But, tell us a little bit about what sleep apnea is.
So that sounds like a little bit of personal experience there. Yeah. Honey, breathe.
I know, that would be my husband, right? Oh.
And so obstructive
sleep. I've heard a lot about it. So yes, you're absolutely right.
They're stubborn, aren't they? Those boys.
Yes.
So obstructive sleep apnea is so much more common, I think, than people realize. If we take all the people with asthma and we add all the people with diabetes and put them together, that still doesn't reach how many people have obstructive sleep apnea. Obstructive sleep apnea is where our airway collapses while we sleep. And then so then if we think about why, you know, what our lungs do, our lungs are meant to take in oxygen and expel carbon dioxide. But when the tube leading to the lungs is blocked, then those oxygen levels fall, the carbon dioxide levels build up, our brain wakes up, and people can do this upwards of, you know, minimum is 5 times an hour, but some people do it hundreds of times through the night, over and over. That airway is collapsing.
Now, let me ask you, this is the doctor, correct? Dr. Costa?
Correct.
I'm still here.
Okay, great. So let me ask you, is this only when you're sleeping?
It is. It is, but it's interesting. There's some, yeah, and there's some data suggesting that if you look at sort of the energy that your body expends, that people with sleep apnea may be using muscle and energy to keep their airway open during the day. And then when we go to sleep, they go to sleep and that airway collapses.
Wow. And now, is this only in older people or does this happen in children and babies? That would be really scary.
It from cradle to grave. We have newborns really? That need a machine. It is. And our threshold to treat a child is much lower than for an adult. You know, Miranda has a really impressive story of her journey.
Yeah. So ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead, Miranda. I want to hear your story and I want to let the, you know, my listeners know about it. So welcome. Thank you for being here.
Yes, of course. So I am one of the cases of individuals who had sleep apnea as a kid. I used to have friends during sleepovers complain about my snoring and actually tell me that it sounded like I stopped breathing during the night. And it was, my symptoms got worse as I got older, particularly in high school and college. I noticed that I had a particularly difficult time paying attention in my classes and lectures. I was chronically late to my early morning classes because I had such a hard time waking up in the morning. And then I always had to stop for a large coffee on my way there. And it actually wasn't until I accidentally fell asleep at the wheel of my car in college that I thought something was up. I was fortunate. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. After that, I was definitely shaken up, confused. Before that, I thought that my sleepiness was just the universal college experience. I thought it was a result of balancing a double major, being engaged in social activities. And I was
being
actually working,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Being overwhelmed. Yeah,
but
I worked.
That wasn't the case. And this is a really big finding for people that are listening right now. If they are, you know, feeling these feelings, right? And they might have this condition that can help them in so many areas. So I'm really excited to share this with everybody. Now, I know you guys did the SHINE survey. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the SHINE survey was a large survey aimed at identifying and exploring these unseen psychosocial burdens and challenges faced by individuals with sleep apnea. And it's given us a lot of insight into the daily struggles of individuals with sleep apnea. We see that it impacts several domains of physical and mental health, including how people show up in their careers.
Wow, really interesting. And so why is it important that biotech and pharmaceutical companies, like, I guess, Apnend, and conduct these surveys? Yeah.
Yeah. And so just full disclosure, neither Miranda nor myself are employees of ApneMed. We are just excited about these results. You know, sleep is the thing I really love about our field is it's very collaborative. We have researchers and clinicians and industry and tech all working together to really look at a problem. And so if you take a problem that you've really wrestled with for a long time, and then you have these really innovative and intelligent people looking at the problem through their lens, you can only hope that you're going to glean insights that I know for me, I'm taking back to my clinical practice now that I have a better understanding of this emotional burden, but then also looking toward the future that we recognize that treatment options are not perfect And maybe this will help us to develop more treatment options so that we can be better partners for our patients and really talk them through these different options that they have to treat their obstructive sleep apnea.
Wow, that's great. That's really good stuff. So where can my listeners find out more about this and how they can get some help?
If anyone's interested in learning more about the SHINE survey results or reading about real lived experiences of people with sleep apnea, they can go to osasurvey.com.
Love it. I love it. And sleep is so important. You think that when we're young, we're like, we don't need to sleep. We just keep going, right? But as you get a little older, your sleep is so important for you to function. And if you are not, like, you wake up all disorientated, there might be a problem. And I love that you guys brought this to the table. So again, thank you so much for both of you being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. Please share our show and download our podcast.
Thank you. And thank you for really spending the time to learn more about obstructive sleep apnea and really encouraging your listenership to understand the burden of this disease.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. It was very informative. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. I hope that you learned something like I always do. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Choose to be optimistic. It feels so much better. Have a great rest of your weekend. Call in to get your name or text us. And of course, that number again is 419-0008. And you can also call in for our mixer and get your name in. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great rest of your weekend.
I got this feeling.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.